10 and more news stories. Hospital Charities Christmas Appeal 2025. The official charity of Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust is working to ensure that every patient spending Christmas Day in hospital receives a gift. Thanks to the generosity of supporters, the Torbay and South Devon NHS charity has already made a significant difference for local people and NHS staff. Donations have helped transform children's wards into vibrant, welcoming spaces, provided dual scalp coolers to ease the burden of chemotherapy, and created restorative gardens for coronary care patients. Chief Nurse Nicola McMinn said, "Imagine waking up in a hospital bed on Christmas morning, away from family and the familiar warmth of home. For many, it can be a lonely and difficult day. A gift, no matter how small, lifts the spirits and reminds patients that their community is thinking of them." Sarah McMurray, sister on Turner Ward, said, "The smiles we see when patients are given a gift is truly heartwarming. It brings a little bit of joy at a very difficult time." By donating instead of buying gifts, supporters help the charity ensure every patient receives something appropriate and meaningful, while also supporting infection prevention and reducing waste. Every £10 helps deliver a gift to a patient spending Christmas in hospital. Together, the community can bring a moment of joy and connection to hundreds of patients across Torbay and South Devon, from children on the paediatric ward to older adults in recovery. Those wishing to help spread festive cheer are invited to make a donation. Every contribution helps bring comfort, joy, and a little Christmas magic to every hospital bed. To make a donation, visit the Torbay and South Devon NHS charity website.
Children share true meaning of Christmas. Newton Abbot is getting a little brighter this Christmas, thanks to the creative pupils of the town's All Saints Marsh Church of England Academy. Youngsters there have been busy crafting Christmas decorations and cards to share the spirit of giving with the local community. The handmade treasures have been hidden in and around Newton Abbot as a festive surprise for anyone to find, so keep your eyes peeled. Each decoration and card carries a message of joy and kindness, reminding us all of the true meaning of Christmas. Head teacher Liam O'Sullivan said it was wonderful to see our children engaging with the local community in such a creative way. Their efforts to hide decorations around town brought smiles to so many faces and truly captured the spirit of Christmas, spreading joy and togetherness.
Comic boosts Bobby business with podcast mention. A popular comedian has given a Bobby Tracy business a huge boost after describing it as the happiest place on earth in a top-ranking podcast. Devon Ray's Josh Widdicombe described a recent visit to the House of Marbles in a conversation with Rob Beckett on the Parenting Hell podcast. House of Marbles was quick to capitalise on the endorsement, and the marketing team created a high-performing social media reel featuring Josh's review in the background. A few of us in the business and our family members listen to the podcast regularly, so we were just as surprised as everyone else to hear the mention, recalled House of Marbles Commerce and Marketing Executive Anya Carey. In the podcast, Josh talks about watching a glass-blowing session, enjoying a cream tea, seeing the marble runs, before explaining that products from the business are stocked around the world, including Hamleys. We were delighted by how thoroughly he described every aspect of the business, from the glass-blowing and the restaurant to the emporium and our much-loved marble runs. Anya set to work gathering clips to match Josh's description while trying to ensure she captured the humour of the podcast and the unique character of the House of Marbles. The reel has performed incredibly well on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, and we are all thrilled with the response, she commented. One thing we particularly noticed was the number of comments from people who said they visited us as a result and now want to return for another visit. It's so lovely to see. We hope this reel will bring in even more visitors, especially in the lead up to Christmas, and we are so thankful to Josh, Rob and the Parenting Hell team for choosing to talk about us.
railway station's commitment to Owl the Lonely. Staff at Dawlish Railway Station have been praised for their commitment to supporting people who may be experiencing loneliness. Staff from the station were presented with an OWL, Outstanding with Loneliness, award for their ongoing commitment to supporting those who may be feeling isolated and for contributing to a more welcoming and connected community for everyone. The OWL award was presented by the Vice Chair of Dawlish Mental Wellbeing and Suicide Prevention Working Group, Councillor Rosie Dawson, who thanked the station and its staff for helping to make Dawlish a kinder and more understanding place. The Mental Health, Wellbeing and Suicide Prevention Group is promoting the OWL project to reduce social isolation and make the town a safer and more caring community and to reduce the stigma associated with loneliness.
Deck the Howls with Songs of Jolly. Wet weather didn't dampen the festive spirit of Newton Abbott's ultimate seasonal sing-along last weekend. Tastefully togged out in an array of festive-themed outwear, a sizeable number of the town's canines came together last Saturday, December the 6th, for the popular dog-friendly Christmas carol service. Led by the Reverend Gareth Regan, the annual open-air service, back after being curtailed by bad weather last year, took place in Walbrough Street, was held in aid of animals in distress. Carols were sung by the choir, dog owners and even some of the dogs barking along in tune, nearly. And unfortunately for the four-legged choristers, canine variations such as "We Three King Spaniels of Orient Are" or "While German Shepherds Watch Their Flocks" weren't on the carol list. And there are several coloured photos here of owners singing from their song sheets with their little canine friends dressed in festive outwear.
Pub Ensures Hits toy appeal continues. A Tynmouth pub has taken up the reins of a popular Christmas toy appeal to ensure children across Teignbridge receive a festive gift this year. The Brass on Holland Road has agreed to receive toys on behalf of Hits Food Bank following the closure of the Whistle Stop Cafe at Tynmouth Railway Station, which used to run the annual collection. We are very grateful to Jamie Eyre and Byron Beecham, owners of the Brass, for taking this on. They are great community champions, commented Hits Chair David Cox. Hits is asking for Christmas presents suitable for children under the age of 12 to be dropped off at the pub. As well as supporting the Hits Christmas toy campaign, the Brass also serves as the Tynmouth Poppy Appeal base and holds regular fundraisers for charities and events such as Tynmouth Pride. Melissa Middleton, BEM, of the Whistle Stop Cafe, kindly collected hundreds of children's toys for Hits over the decade, said Hits trustee Tricia Kirkby. With the cafe closed, we are very pleased the Brass has stepped in. Community-minded Melissa didn't only take in toys, she also welcomed hamper products and raffle prizes for Hits and ran many other fundraising activities over the 20 years she ran the Whistle Stop Cafe. The Railway Station Cafe closed last year when Melissa retired due to ill health. In over 20 years of running the Whistle Stop, she had raised more than £500,000 for charity.